Welcome to the Alive Lauren podcast and the place of celebrating juicy, soulful whole, living and adventuring on this journey of a lifetime. So this idea of falling at the feet of our greatest triggers and gratitude has been very alive in my space. And I know I'd shared recently about Peter Sage and a time in his life when he describes himself as being pretty young and cocky and like kind of overconfident and being in some business legal debacle and ended up being sentenced to 6 months in prison. And not only like a white collar prison, but in a like the UK's most violent criminal prison. And the thing that struck me most is watching, like he describes, from like 1 week to next of having, you know, like a thriving business and staff and a home and a life, to the next week, like, you know, losing everything and going into this prison and describing it as thus began the greatest adventure that I have had the privilege of living. Now, that's not people's standard reaction to when you found even guilty of something that you shouldn't even be found guilty of. And then, like, oh my God, just the whole situation, it's not a stock standard response. But the whole idea of, like, that we're always in exactly the place we're meant to be and deciding, a decision of do we live in a friendly or a hostile universe, and what a game changer that is. Because if the belief is that we live in a friendly, if we decide we live in a friendly universe and that life is not happening to us but for us, then I really believe that ultimately we could transition to a place where instead of all these things that we want and these lists that we create of things that we feel are missing, we want to change, that it actually, we transition to a place of wanting the things we're living instead of listing the things we're wanting. And because then we know that everything is actually there for us. So if we find ourselves in a place that it's actually exactly where we're meant to be for, and there's some value, some things we possibly have to serve, to contribute. Because that's what Peter was like, I have all this experience in transformation and helping people grow and actualize their possibility. So maybe these guys in this prison are the ones who need it the most, and I would not find myself to them under other normal, like his normal life circumstances. And the other thing with this is, because I have another friend who's going through some really challenging things, and you know, there's a particular person that's triggering a lot of the stuff, and then there's a lot of really strong feelings, you know, anger, hatred, like, which I understand. It's not about not having these feelings, it's just more that we have the feelings because they're inside of us. And if we're working with the principle and the idea that in life, as we go through challenging things that we either resist because they're pretty intense to be with, so we don't want to feel them, or they're so beautiful we don't want to let them go because they were just so amazing, that these energies, it is that Rumi's guest house, we're designed to be a guest house. Like, none of these energies are wanting to actually hang around. They're guests. And we land up keeping them hostage when energetically they just want to move through. They want to be experienced and felt and stay and leave. And it's so crazy because it was just this idea that what if, like, the trapped, unexperienced emotions, that this energy, we are keeping them hostage, even unconsciously, because of like things that were too hard to deal with or face or feel fully. And they constantly just trying to be released, even in layers. That's why little things. So when they are sending out, imagine they send out these SOS signals, and unconsciously life events are hearing these, and people, places, circumstances are being drawn because they're responding to the SOS to help liberate this energy by coming and being the triggers that shine the light on these energies that just want to be felt and released. But then what happens is the messenger, instead of like getting the message, gets so carried away by the messenger and taking it personally and then lashing out and, oh yeah, like wanting to deal with the messenger. And I understand there definitely are circumstances where if one is in danger, you know, like in your actual like health and wellness and everything is being threatened, you need to take steps to look after yourself. Like, I understand that. But it's also just to be aware of what is alive and coming up, because if something wasn't inside, it couldn't be triggered. Like, it's there. And it kind of also feels like the more intense it is, God knows how many lifetimes before we've been carrying some of this stuff around. And all of it like unconsciously, and it's not actually needing to worry about where it came from or understanding it. But just if it's coming up, to breathe and relax and be with there, to witness it, to allow it, to feel it, to let it move through us. Wow. Because then all the tools, I remember also like over the years, just these different tools of releasing energies. So it's not about denying them. It's about allowing, actually giving them the opportunity to move through us. And the somatic, the body work, you know, that's can be so powerful, like screaming in a car or screaming into a pillow or screaming into our hands. Or like being like kids and literally like in a standing position or a laying position, like throwing a tantrum and really just getting into the energy of it and allowing it to move. Wow. Other things as well of like body shaking. I mean, the trauma, the work, the TRE, the tremoring is about, yeah, shaking the body to release trauma. Movement, God, the therapeutic value to dance. But also these ones of like when there is, oh, and then the like pounding a pillow, you know, just like hitting and just, oh, just getting it all out in ways that are not damaging to ourselves or other people. So it was along this vein, this whole like, what a reframe, what a massive game changer that yes, when it is uncomfortable and we're being triggered by situations and people, wow, there's just so many layers to it, because it's also looking at what are, the more something triggers us, like where are we perhaps not owning that energy or that flavor of energy in ourselves? You know, like if someone feels like someone is it like a bully or really taking advantage of a situation, then just to be honest with ourselves and reflect, where in my life do I currently like bully myself or other people? Where have I? Where have I taken advantage? Where have I used my power or, you know, and that flavor, it could be with ourselves, it could be with other people, it could be like over our lifetime, and just to own it, because this can be, part of it could be like an indicator of what am I disowning. And another one could just be like literally, God knows what, trauma, this lifetime, a past lifetime we haven't let go of and that's festering. And it's not easy, like it's not uncomfortable to feel, but we need to let it through. You just need to, that's the only way, is to let it through. Yeah, it's like a birth contraction. And that whole idea as well of us like birthing ourselves, our awakening. A woman, like, oh, yes, okay, you got medication, you can numb your contraction. But I mean, just in the regular scheme, That it cycles through like ease, but then it cycles through the intensity of the contraction. And there's actually the only way you get through the contraction to the other side is going through the contraction. There's no escaping. Like, yeah, so to just be with these intense emotions and honor them and wow. Just find ways to let them move and to fall in gratitude at the feet of these triggers for helping to bring up and highlight God knows what intense stuff we've clung to. But it doesn't even matter to figure it out. Just to allow it to be with it and move it and shift it and find the tools and techniques that can help us with that. Oh! So, on this glorious, oh my Lord, note, precious heart, here is to making the decision that we live in a friendly universe, that life is happening for us. And please God, may we transition from a place of listing the things we want to wanting the things we're living. And falling at the feet of our greatest triggers in gratitude for the light they shed and the call that they answer of those hostage enemies that even unconsciously we've been keeping hostage. Oh, who just long to be liberated and just expressed and move and leave the guest house. Happy adventuring, precious heart. Mwah.